You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Many San Francisco residents are frustrated with the city's homelessness problem. Earlier this week, protesters took to the street in tents to show their disapproval. KALW's Carrie Spivak has more.
It's 8:30 on Monday morning, but instead of taking her 3-year-old son to preschool, Janine Jacob and her son Jasper are setting up a tent on the sidewalk in front of City Hall.
I got one!
You got one? Oh, cool. Oh, we got the same one!
As City Hall employees walk past on their way to work, 5 tents take shape as part of a protest Jacob organized called #CivicDisgrace.
Today, we are planning on having a tent in, which is like a sit-in, but with tents, to express our upset at the city's inaction or slowness of action to helping the homeless.
Jacob lives on Potrero Avenue near a homeless encampment. When she walks with Jasper into the mission, she passes another encampment.
I've lived here for 20 years, and I have just had enough of this neglect. It's on us, all of the city.
Around 11 o'clock, 8 tents stand in a neat line next to the City Hall steps. Lucy Ferry Jones is sitting in one of them. She's one of a handful of people who learned about the protest from social media. Most of them are parents.
Honestly, this is one of the reasons why I'm here, is I just got sick of myself hearing myself trying to justify it. Like, oh yeah, these people, they don't have a home. And my kids would say, well, that's crazy. You know, why do they have to live on the streets? And, you know, not being able to come up with a credible answer has been one of the reasons why I decided to do this.
The protesters were hoping the tent-in would start a dialogue with Mayor Ed Lee and his staff. And it worked. Jeff Kaczynski is the director of the city's first Department of Homelessness and Supportive Housing, and he came out to talk with the protesters.
What do you need from the city, like from the people who live here?
Well, right now, I mean, what we need is, you know, additional resources to open up these new shelters and new navigation centers. It's not just about finding the space. We also need the funding to do it.
Janine Jacob told him she wants immediate action to give homeless people a place to live. Kaczynski said the city's in a mess because for the past 30 years, federal, state, and local policies haven't worked together, and it'll take time to sort out.
We're not going to be able to solve it overnight.
They talked for about 20 minutes. Then he went back inside City Hall for a meeting, and the protesters sat back down on the sidewalk. By 2 o'clock, the protesters took down their tents and went back to their regular lives. But for one day anyway, they had the city's ear. Lucy Ferry Jones says it's a good start.
I don't know what effect this will have, but I certainly feel better already having done something.
In San Francisco, I'm Carrie Spivak for Cross Currents.